Okay, City Council meeting for Tuesday, May 16th, 2022, called to order invocation by Pastor Fred Franks from the Island Church. Thank you, Pastor, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, Father, thank you for your mercy on our life. Thank you for your grace, for by grace we're saved. And to know you, when we know you, there is life and life to the full. And we are mindful of you, and all freedom comes from you. I pray for our city council, our elected officials tonight, and no doubt this prayer is prayed every time they gather, but once again we ask from your word, if any man lack wisdom, we all need wisdom, let him ask from God, who gives generously and doesn't scold us. And so, Lord, we need wisdom to know how to live out. We recognize that our issue is not knowledge. We're educated and have intelligence and have all kinds of knowledge. And sometimes knowledge gets in our way. We need wisdom from God to know how to live out, make decisions, do the right thing, and do it in the right way. And so I bless this council and pray good over them. And I thank you for their willingness to serve and be with them. I thank you for our first responders tonight, and recognizing summer's upon us, our police and fire, all those that'll work on the beach, all of our lifeguards. We pray a special grace as they respond to people, and many times in crisis, that you would give them all they need to meet people at that point. And I pray that you put a hedge of protection around all of our first responders. And we pray for safety on our beaches and in the condos. And we pray that this will be a good summer. We commit these moments to you, and we want to be good reflectors of your glory. So to you will always be all the glory, honor, and praise. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate it. Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is out of town, and Mayor Kennan.
I am here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Agenda approved. Moving to consideration of previous minutes. Work session. Regular council meeting. Committee of the whole. 4/18/2023. There are no objections. The minutes of the reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor, Tim Harry would like to talk to us for a second about the Children's Rescue Initiative.
How's everybody?
Good.
Good, Tim.
Tim Harry, 4206 Louder Lane. It's been a while since I've been up here, so I just wanted to come and just revisit what the city's done for us, what Brett Robinson's done for us. I'm on a board of a global firm called the Children's Rescue Initiative. And last year, and the year before, and the year before that, we came here and Orange Beach hosted us while we trained to save children from modern day slavery overseas and here in the United States. And here's some pictures of last week. We just got back from Nepal. And this is a team, another team that was trained right here in Orange Beach, Alabama. So they saved over 20 kids last week from brothels and labor slavery camps. in Nepal. And I just want to come kind of, you know, make sure you understand that what y'all gave us, we're still using. What Gene and Bill with Brett Robinson, they housed them. You know, they gave us places for them to stay. Jenny Lane, they fed us, you know, and the city hosted it. So it's just a big deal. We just want to make sure we always thanks. And I got one thing I want to do real quick is my granddaddy said, you dance with one who brought you. So it has lots of meanings, obviously. Mine as Annette was the one that brought this to the city, even though the city all supports us. But I got a signed book. We're a not-for-profit, and we run 100% off donations. So Bruce wrote a book about the other 2,700 kids' lives that that we saved throughout the CRI's history. And I have a signed edition for Annette, and I'd like to take a picture, if that's okay, with Miss Annette Mitchell.
Yes, absolutely.
And I got
absolutely.
Books for all y'all. I got signed books for all y'all, but
yes, Annette, absolutely.
Do it. It'd be great.
Be great. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be back in January.
There are no words to describe what y'all do, and I think everybody here would probably know that. We have no idea how blessed we are in this country. It's pathetic that we don't. But whatever you need, the doors of the City of Orange Beach are open in any fashion whatsoever so that we can see more of that right there. Give you all of our words on that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Mayor, I just got one thing. The first graduating class for the Orange Beach City Schools will be Thursday evening at the Performing Arts Center. At the Event Center. So if you can make it, I think it'll be exciting. And so.
You have to have a ticket.
Yes.
It's a ticketed event.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Angela.
I think
the council
since
might
when,
get tickets.
I've been lying to everybody. Maybe y'all tell me next time, okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Chief, sorry, buddy.
That's all right. I want to make sure everybody gets their announcements in, too. Just real quickly, Mike Kimmerling, Fire Chief, City of Orange Beach. I let all the council have a copy of this. I want to make sure that everyone's aware. Deputy Chief Jeff Smith said something which I feel is actually really commendable for the department. When some are coming here and a lot of people who aren't from here, he created a sheet that actually you can scan a QR code and we'll take you to whatever hospital we take you to. So when you don't know where you're going, our medics check a box next to it. They hand us to the family. They scan it with their phone, takes them right from where they're standing directly to the hospital on the Google Maps. It's a phenomenal thing that was done for community service and for the safety of our public. So an outstanding job. I just want to point that out. So
awesome.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes.
Thank you.
Great idea, Chief. Thank you.
Angela, was that Angela that said there was a ticket event? Hey, I wasn't directed at you. I didn't know it, so forgive me. I'm sure that you assumed I knew. I understand that. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you, Angela. Thank you.
Do I have to have one?
So, you're on the stage.
Okay. Yeah. So I got to have two. So,
they gave, was it 13 per family?
I think
14 per family.
Wow.
So, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock Thursday night.
That's yeah. It. So some of these kids have big families. So.
Wow.
So also, our Lady Mako softball is mm-hmm. at state to have the opportunity of winning the state championship. They're going for 3-23. So they will travel up there on Thursday and be playing until Saturday.
In Oxford,
Alabama. Yeah, Oxford, Alabama.
Exciting times. Yeah. Mayor, I just wanted to say one thing that I forgot to say about the Children's Rescue Initiative. We look at the pictures and we think that this is a problem far, far away. One of their missions was to rescue, I think, 12 children. In Robertsdale, out of child slavery. So this is work that is done all over the world. So thank you, Tim.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Tim.
And Gene and Bill, thank
yes,
y'all too.
Absolutely.
Thank y'all.
Absolutely, Bill.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I wanted to mention something. I wanted to bring everybody up to speed with our fundraising event on the 21st of April. Joni Blaylock and Jeff Boyd were there, and we had a great turnout, like 125 people, I think, turned out. We raised about $15,000, and we were able to fund the fencing for their crops in the Masi Mara. We sent 12 children to school, secondary and junior secondary, for one term. We were able to provide a water tank for the actual water tower that they have. And then we also were able to send two children to college. So I just wanted to say thank you for everyone for their support and that initiative. And Ellie already said that she misses everyone. And so we really appreciate you guys. And the next event will be April 19th of 2024 at Zeke's.
Great. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, guys.
It was a great event. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Any other announcements? All right. Moving to auditing of accounts, please.
Move to certify that the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment. Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Okay, moving to new business under resolution. A resolution with the bid for fire station number one roof replacement, $365,636.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution adopting financial management policy for the City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution. Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing a complete appraisal of the event center by the appraisal and consultant group, $20,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Joan Hill Water Aerobics Instruction Aquatic Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement to Rhonda Ponder, Elizabeth Wood, Stephanie Myrick, Special Needs Aid Services, Expect Excellence Program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. This is something, tell me if I'm wrong, is this our aids for our special needs kids that we provide? At no charge whatsoever to the parents, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And
okay.
This would be, I believe, the fourth year that we have done this.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Did we vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Resolution authorizing execution of an agreement to grant access point, access easement, Baldwin County Bridge Company.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of administrative service agreement Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Moving to public hearings. All right. First one is postponed. So I need a motion to postpone, please.
Move to postpone the public hearing to the next council meeting on June 6th.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Second one is canceled. Third one, public hearing for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Liberty Linen Warehouse, Boat RV Storage, additional conditional use approval. Mr. Griffin.
Yes, this is a conditional use request for Liberty Linen located at 26953 Canal Road. This is a conditional use request involves warehouse addition behind the Liberty Linen building and also an enclosed boat and RV storage building behind it. Now, this was approved in 2021 as a conditional use. It expired in 2022, so they're coming back to get another approval. But this was, Plan Commission considered this at the April meeting, gave it a favorable recommendation on a 7-0 vote. We go to the next slide. These are on-site pictures of the existing conditions. First picture, you know, looking to the northwest, and then the second picture looking westward. If we go to our next slide, these are drone aerials provided by Sean Bromley, our GIS specialist. First picture is looking to the southeast, and then the second picture is looking to the north. As you can see, Port Washington residential developments to the west of this site. We go to our next slide, and this is the proposed site plan, same as that was approved in 2021, showing the location of the existing building and then where the warehouse and the boat and RV storage buildings will be located. Again, it's going to be behind the existing building. If we go to the next slide, and their building elevations that they're going to have is going to look very similar to the Kiel storage facility that's located to the east of this site. If we look, we'll go to our next slide, just go, there's some project information. It's mainly three additions that's involved in this project. Number one being the warehouse building. It's a 6,400 square foot facility. It would be a single story structure. One large open floor, no compartments within it. It's located directly behind Liberty Linen. All the exterior siding for this building will be board and batten. There will be no metal siding. And this abuts the multifamily residential portion of the Port Washington development, so there will be a 15-foot setback that they're proposing. The second one is the boat and RV storage building. This is a 3,600 square foot building. Single story will have four compartments located behind the proposed warehouse building. The front side or the south side will have the board and batten finished, but the other sides will have metal siding as allowed by the codes due to its being located behind a principal structure and also 280 feet from Canal Road. This will abut the single family residential section of the Port Washington development, so they have a 30-foot setback. In addition to that, they're also going to be required to put fencing and landscape screening from this point, you know, northward as required by the code. Number three, our next slide, the third is the gravel area, and this will be located north of the existing paved area. This will be about 19,000 square feet. They'll have 11 parking spaces in this area. The proposed composition is gravel, and that was approved by the Planning Commission per the zoning ordinance. With the addition, they are now required to have 28 parking spaces. They will be providing, they have 19 existing. You add the 11, they'll give 30 spaces total. They're also part of this project's driveway improvements. Asphalt will be added to both sides of the eastern driveway to accommodate delivery truck movements to the facility. Some additional comments we had, one, any outdoor storage will require 8-foot solid fencing. If they, you know, have that, that will be required. And also, as mentioned, the land use buffer screening that's going to be added between the boat and RV building and the single family part of Port Washington. Next slide. And these were just staff conditions that were at the Planning Commission meeting dealing with the exterior siding for the warehouse must meet Article 10 and also the exterior finish of the south side of the boat and RV storage must also meet Article 10. Plan Commission did approve the gravel in the rear parking area, adding the land use buffer screening, any outdoor storage requiring 8-foot solid fence. Civil drawings being signed and sealed by an Alabama registered professional engineer and also providing an updated wetland delineation. And all that can be handled when they come in for site permitting.
Thank you, sir. All right. Any questions for Griffin?
Griffin, did I understand that this will also allow them to be able to turn around those 18-wheelers without
correct.
Having to back in?
That's right. That's okay. With the driveway improvement and having the addition of the gravel area in the back.
Yes.
That they'll be able to do that.
Yeah.
Griffin, can you talk about the buffer between the Port Washington subdivision? How wide is that buffer?
Well, the building is set back 30 feet. There's
okay.
a 30-foot setback. So on the property line, the shared lot line, they're going to have to add a solid fence 8 feet in height.
That's right.
And then landscaping planted have to be 8 feet in height at the time of planting.
And it's just a buffer, right?
It's the thing, yes, right.
It's not a drainage or anything, utilized for drainage or anything?
That was what I was going to ask about. The drainage is in the back, correct?
You can put drainage within the buffer. It just needs to be planted. You can put cypress and other plants.
I'm just wondering because when this was approved, Port Washington wasn't there, and water runoff's going to be different now because that subdivision's there.
Well, it all goes to the pig swamp.
It's going to all go that way.
Yes, and they will have to, they can put drainage within the buffer, but they'll have to plant the top of that.
Okay.
Thank you, Kip.
Any other questions?
None.
All right, if not, floor is open for comments or questions. Okay, then we'll conclude the public hearing. Moving ordinances, first reading ordinance, pending ordinance number 172, Liberty Linen Warehouse, RV, boat storage. Do I have a motion for unanimous consent?
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules and allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, first reading, ordinance amending chapter 70. Change of speed limit on portions of Canal Road and State 1 Highway 80. So, first, I guess we ought to tell everybody what we've decided to do.
Yeah.
So, from Wilson to Bear Point is 70. From
I voted for 85.
That's more real.
Okay, well, not quite.
That's where the raceway begins.
At the behest of some folks, they want us to slow it down. So it is 25 and will remain 25 through all construction zone. And remember, construction will continue for some time all the way to Wilson Avenue, the elementary school, as we add the third lane. That will be 25 off and on. When it's not 25, it is 40. At Wilson, from Wilson to Perdido Point, until you run off the cliff, it is 45. Well, I shouldn't say that, because once you get into Perdido Gate, you're in a residential thing, it goes back down to 20 or either 25. Mm-hmm. So hopefully there's some consistency there. And there's been some folks concerned about the different numbers, and it was a bit confusing at times.
Yeah.
So, and it's a good thing we have such a benevolent police force that has let everyone off the hook, right, Chief? Yep. Okay. Do I have a motion for unanimous consent?
Move for unanimous consent. Suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
All right. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move
to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Entertain a motion to adjourn the council meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Regular city, committee of the whole meeting is called to order for Tuesday, May 16th. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering our previous minutes from regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 5223. Move forward for review, moving to new business. I'll read all of these first, then entertain questions or comments. Resolutions. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture. Temporary weight room, Orange Beach Middle High School, $8,500. Resolution in support of executive request, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, to enroll Pensacola Perdido Bay's estuary program into the National Estuary Program. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement, the PILAR LLC for civil engineering, land surveying. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with PILAR. I am assuming it's PILAR and not Pillar, but to provide professional services with Beaver Creek subdivision, sidewalks, $8,500. Resolution reappointing Greg Kinney, Jeff Silvers, and appointing Vince McCoy to the Construction Board of Adjustments and Appeals. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Jackson Smith, CPA, auditing services. Resolution authorizing submittal of Alabama Department of Environmental Management Clean Water Act, non-point source program watershed grant application. Resolution appropriating $25,000 to Coastal Alabama Business Chamber, purpose of funding the Gateway Initiative. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a SWAT vest kit for Police Department, state bid $34,095.50. Any questions on any of those or comments?
I guess pillar or pilar.
I'll say pillar.
I've not.
Depends on which part of the county you're in.
It may be pillar. Oh, sorry, Kate, go ahead.
Tom Granger had Kit Alexander Community Development. I'm not Tom Granger. I'm Kit Alexander.
You don't look anything like him.
Tom Granger has left Sawgrass and he started a company on his own. Okay. He's named it Pillar. And he's going to be doing an assessment of Beaver Creek for ADA compliance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kit.
Did he do the Beaver Creek stuff in the past? Was he a part of that?
He was with the county then.
Oh, no.
No.
He had nothing to do with Beaver Creek, nor would he say, he would loudly say, I had nothing to do with Beaver Creek.
We will hold it over his head.
He definitely needs separation from that, yeah.
All right. Any other questions or comments? Set a public hearing date for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the Wharf PUD minor amendment, Villaggio's canopy addition, 6623. Y'all good with that?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. If there's nothing else, then we'll open the floor for comments, questions, about anything.
I'm just not real clear what the speed limit is through the no wait zone.
Through the no wait zone? I'll tell you after the meeting, brother.
I'll tell my friend Alan.
Well, that'll be a secret. All right, anybody else? Anything else? Well, it's too early to go home.
Too quiet.
So,
too quiet.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Quick question. The three aides that we have for our special needs, what does that cost approximately?
I believe since the inception of it, it's cost us around $40,000.
Okay. Right.
But we want to always make sure that we have one there through the 10 weeks of summer camp.
Okay, just.
Also, as we've gotten older, there's a lot more responsibility that falls on us for this particular situation.
There were some questions asked, and I just want to make sure people knew that we were providing services that we didn't necessarily have to provide, but we do it because
absolutely.
They're part
Mayor
of our.
Absolutely.
I was not soliciting a slap on the back, but
but
my point being is that is just one example of things we do in the community. Very few people know that we do, just because it's the right thing to do. So.
Well, you've given us the ability to do that, and that's why I'm thanking y'all for that. I mean, that's something that we just couldn't care for with our counselors. We have now 510 children in the program.
Wow,
it's fantastic. Good job, excellent job. Okay, Miss Cindy, anything from?
Quiet.
Okay, well, that's scary. Okie doke. Well, did we adjourn?
We did, yes.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned.